God away from this book of prophecy, God will take away from him his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. This is the word of God. And I would like to title this message as Entering the Kingdom of Heaven, Begging for Our Prayers for the Second Return of the Lord. Entering the Kingdom of Heaven, Begging for Our Prayers for the Lord's Second Return. Now, when I was meditating on this, from what we have read, a lot had been said to John before he arrived at this point where we just read. He saw a lot. And now this sounds like closing up what he saw. And I would like to go back to few things that Jesus himself, who gave this vision to John, that he made us understand that these things had to take place first before we could even think of praying for the second return of Jesus Christ. Now, I would like us to look at Matthew 24, verse 14. Matthew 24, verse 14. Someone who is fast to see that passage, read it out loud. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14.
Mm-hmm. Preached in the whole earth as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
Thank you. The gospel must be preached all over the earth to fulfill the commission that he says, go, you will be my witnesses, beginning from Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Now, when I meditated on this, I looked back at a little bit of history. This is practical now. Looking at that history, also from the same text, Jesus called the attention of his disciples to say that these things will happen like wars and the rest of them. It will happen. This will show you the sign of my second coming. This will be the signs of other things that will. Now, looking at history and looking at the preaching of this gospel to go around the whole world. The World War I came. Maybe few other places were affected. Based on the history, as far as I'm concerned, World War I, nothing like war was going on the continent of Africa. Nothing like that. And this was 1914 through 1918, as history records it. If there are other difficult things that was going on during that time, probably maybe little communal clashes, this community and this community, but not like, say, war that will trigger and make everyone to sit up and say, hey, something is happening. And at that time also, very few places were touched with the gospel message on the continent of Africa. The first Baptist missionary that landed on the soil of Nigeria was sometime around 1880-something, but then it was just at the coast. When I talk of the coast around Badagry, and so the gospel was not as much as one could expect being preached on that continent. The World War II came, yes, 1939 to 1945. Some places had the gospel, but not all. Now, what am I trying to bring out of this? What I'm trying to say here is to fulfill or to look at the fulfillment of this verse, whether it is fulfilled or not. Matthew 24, verse 14. I cannot think now that there is any continent on earth that have not had the gospel, had been going through my mind. Then if the gospel message had gone all through, people heard about it. Now, there's a difference between hearing it or getting to know about it and total ignorance of the whole thing or the anything that has to do with the gospel. There are two different things. One will hear about it, but he will not give a damn. He doesn't care. It doesn't matter. And so, if this gospel has gone round, then it may not be wrong for us to pray and say, Lord, come as John said it. But I will also mention a few other things as the sign of his return, which we may not go into it into detail now. Apart from the war, increasing wickedness, apart from that, natural disaster like flood, the volcano, earthquake, and the rest of them. The night of Wednesday this week, flood killed about, as at now, because they are still searching for the body, 250 people in Ghana. There was a downpour. And then, all of a sudden, a gas station busted. And so petrol and water, oh, they are good friends when it comes to the fire issue. And so, because there's water, that made it to go very fast. Those who were blocked because of the water on the road they cannot drive through were caught up, and that was how they died on their steering in their cars. Their own has come. And they have gone. Signals of the Lord's return. These are the signals for his return. But why am I saying or agitating for the fact that we should pray for his second return? Maybe it will happen during our own time. Why am I calling for this? Now, these are my reasons. One, as I have said, there is increase in wickedness. Conspiracy, as one of our presenter mentioned it here. There are those who are involved in conspiracy, and they have become instrument in the hands of the devil to fulfill the prophecy that this is what will happen at the end of the age. And so, apart from the conspiracy group, of course, in the conspiracy, I mentioned things like, I call them troublemakers, or they go and look for God's trouble, in the sense that we have cloning going on. The project of cloning human beings is going on. You all know about it. Is that what God wants? Is that coming from God? Cross-fertilization of human egg and that of animals. You all know that. It's going on. Imagine the kind of knowledge, the gift God gave man to interact with the nature and manipulate the nature. But all man could think is to take part of human and cross it with that of animal. Oh, human beings. No wonder God says in Genesis, I am sorry. In Hebrew it says, I repent. Is that what it says? Genesis chapter 6. God was not happy with what man is doing. Conspiracy. And this conspiracy started right in the Garden of Eden. When serpent had to conspire, then, anyway, I don't want to go into that. And then, the second thing is falling away from the grace. People are falling away from the grace. And what I mean by that is that this is a believer, but in his own journey, in her journey, because of experience or whatever in this life, they tend to turn their back against the gospel and said, no, my faith is no longer strong. I cannot believe that this God still exists. And all of a sudden, such fellow, no, goes away, walk away, and leave God. It's difficult. Again, falling away from the grace. Those that are faced with difficulties. Now, I want to share a little bit testimony from what happened with some of my colleagues, pastors in Nigeria, when Boko Haram came in. Now, there are these three pastors. I know the two out of the three, I know them very well. But unfortunately, one of them denied Christ in the face of evil. He was asked to deny Jesus, and then cite certain passage in Quran, and they will let him leave. He was deceived. He said he's no longer a Christian, he's no longer a pastor. In fact, he don't believe what he had been preaching. And so they said, that is good. Now he was asked to cite certain verses in Quran, and he cited it. But after that, they said, "You, infidel, what you said were not true." They shot him at a close range, fallen away from the grace. It is painful. So all his labor, all what he had been going through or what he suffered in life, I am not the one to judge him. I don't know what he will tell the Lord. But this is what the testimony about him. Do I say to his shame? The youth leader of his church, who was right next behind him, said, "No, I love Jesus. And I will not deny the Lord Jesus." They killed him. They were both killed. But one denied, and the other one stood by his faith. And the rest, two pastors, they stood by the faith. But they were killed by cutting one part to the other. Yes, one part of the body will be cut off. And then they will be allowed to be bleeding. They were bleeding, suffering, going through pains. After some hours again, they will come back and then cut this part off. Falling away from grace. Is it appropriate for us to say this is the right time to pray that, "Lord, this is your time. Return. Come back." Can we say that confidently? This had been the questions that had been going through my mind. And the third thing is to take precaution against the impending judgment. The Lord says that let him who does wrong continue to do wrong. I was scared personally when I was reading this portion. I was scared. Let him who does wrong continue to do it. Let him who is evil, wicked, let him continue. He should not be stopped. And let him who is doing good continue to do good. Many questions ran through my mind. Will you be encouraged to continue doing good when the good you are doing is thrown away, or nobody appreciates it, or instead you are bullied around because you are doing good? I ask myself this question. I don't know whether you may ask yourself such a question. But this is what the text says. And let him who is holy continue to be holy. So it's time for us. Is it appropriate for us to ask the Lord, "Return, come back. This is the time," so that we may not be caught up in all of this? The fourth, let us keep exercising the faith, because with that faith, it will help us and we will endure to the end. There's this song which I would like us to sing. There's the land that is fairer, and it is only by faith we can see that land. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father wears oil over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. That is the land we are looking forward to be there. Only by faith. Only by faith. Can we pray and say, Lord, come? Can we have the confidence to say, Lord, this is the time? Only by faith. There are so many things about the return of the Lord. You heard about them. You had been reading them. But can we also pray, Lord, come. This is the time. Finally, we should not neglect the oppression of the devil and his agent. I know this is a very difficult and abstract aspect, especially to a Westerner, to understand the oppression of demons and the devil himself. But it is true. It is true. The activities are still going on. Those that we see them doing things today, terribly heartless, they are under the influence of the demons and the devil himself. Boko Haram in Nigeria, their activity is more terrible than that of ISIS because they drink human blood. Whether you will agree with what I am saying or not, that is the testimony from their captives. And those that they recruit them, their army, they coerce them and force them to drink human blood. And at the moment that blood touch mouth, the mind, the brain is changed complete. They will be panting and thirsting to kill their fellow human beings. We should not undermine the work of the devil and his agents. That is not to say that we should be afraid, no. But that we should be aware at this end time, the devil is working. But after all, and if we could pray with all earnesty for the Lord's return, sure, we will have the courage and the joy to sing at the end when we all get to heaven. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He will perfect us a place when we all get to heaven. What a joy we shall be when we all see Jesus. We will sing and shout the victory. But when troubling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We will sing and shout our victory. We will all sing and shout the victory. Is it worth praying then for the Lord's second return? Shall we pray? Precious Father, we thank you. We praise your name because you are indeed our living God. We could stand today to pray and ask for your second return, because we are looking forward to be in that place that you promised us. We ask at this moment that you will help us to keep our eyes in this journey on you. Help us to look at the cross at any moment in our life. We praise your name, we adore you. We exalt you because you are faithful. Blessed be thy holy name. In Christ Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. I forgot last to say you that my speech today could be the last time I will stand here, because I will be traveling back to Nigeria on the 26th of this month. I enjoy being in your presence and being with you, and the Lord's blessing be upon you all. God bless you. Thank you.